Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's declare my breakthrough time loud and clear. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, divine surgery via kingdom service. A few years ago, I had an attack in my dream, and I began to have challenges with my lungs, which was later diagnosed as tuberculosis. After months of treatment without improvement, I decided to stop the medication and trust God for my healing. I held on to the word of God like Job and decided I would wait till my change came. Meanwhile, I engaged in kingdom service during the Wonder Double Agenda seasons, both in reaching out to souls and also on the prayer altar. However, in June 2016, I noticed the same symptoms I had when the plague began, and I was also feeling feverish. Therefore, during the last week of July 2016, I decided to increase my prayer investment. I prayed on the average of 4 hours daily and also waited on the Lord. On the second night of the fast, I had a dream. I was wheeled into where a man and a nurse were standing. Suddenly, the woman asked the man to knock my left chest open, and I became jittery and decided to be praying kingdom advancement prayers while they did that. It was a painless operation. The nurse brought out something like an x-ray and asked the man to open the place yet the more. When he did, she pressed me open and wiped my left lungs and also cleaned my mouth with some cotton wool. I later woke up to find out that it was actually a visitation. And ever since then, my health has been fully restored. Well, if we're clapping, we can make it bigger for Jesus. It actually pays to serve God. To Him alone be all the glory. And the testifier is Elton I. Let's celebrate Jesus some more this morning. Number two, business stagnation destroyed via soul winning. For over a year, my business experienced challenges. 2 weeks ago, during the covenant hour of prayer, the Lord visited me during Bishop Oyedepo's ministration, and my love for God was rekindled afresh. Also, my zeal for evangelism was restored, not because I was looking for a reward, but I found a new love for God. Let's celebrate Jesus. Then I vowed to God that I will win a soul for Him daily. By the grace of God, every day I step out. The first task for the day is to win a soul for Christ. While doing so, I forgot all the challenges that surrounded me. Meanwhile, there was an idea which I believed God for its sponsorship. To the glory of God, someone I had never met before offered to sponsor the idea from startup. Let's give Jesus a big hand. He also said that as the idea blossoms and the project prospers, he would continue to offer more support. The next day, around 4 p.m., I miraculously received a call for a project I've been pursuing for almost 6 months. Now, the project has been signed off, and the business is taking a new shape to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. And the testifier is Patrick Success. Please, let's rise together with grateful hearts and give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise for all of His great acts.
Shall we lift up our hands to the Lord this morning and let's thank Him, let's praise Him, let's magnify His name. Thank God for these wonderful testimonies today. He's the doer and He's worthy of our praise. Let Him hear your voice of appreciation right now. Thank Him also for answered prayers, both corporately and personally. Magnify His name. And right now, speak to the Lord and ask Him to speak to you this morning, that He will send you His word and change your story again. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for these wonderful testimonies. Accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, as we go into your word, visit us again. Amen. Open our eyes again and grant us grace to be hearers and doers. And let your name be glorified. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. A louder and stronger amen. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a big clap offering. We can make it bigger. It's for Jesus. Praise God. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Say loud amen. All through this week in our covenant hour of prayer, our subject of consideration is captioned running with a prize in view. Can you say that with me, everybody? Louder, please. Now the loudest you can. Our text this morning, let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. The scripture says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one, how many? Receive the prize. So run that ye may obtain." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Run that ye may obtain." It's my prayer this morning that we all shall obtain in Jesus' name. The word run simply means to move quickly. To do what? To move quickly. To move rapidly. To move with urgency. To move with speed. And we're talking about running with a prize in view. Moving quickly, moving urgently, moving hurriedly. Why? Because we have the prize in view. Life, we have been told over and again, is a race. And it's not everyone that receives the prize in a race. Even if you have not specifically run a race as a person, you have seen people running in a race. Running with the prize in view is a world of difference from running for fun. Those who run for fun don't put in as much as those who run with the prize in view. Those who are running with a prize in view, they put in their best, go beyond their best, avoid every form of distraction. Why? Because they have a target. And at the end of the day, that distinguishes them from those who are running for fun. As you run this race, especially with the current operation, the operation that is on, it's my prayer that at the end of this operation, you will receive your prize. Amen. Your prize, of course, will be different from my own prize. God gives us and awards us prizes based on the areas of needs in our lives. Look at the testimonies we heard this morning. The first person that testified got supernatural healing. The second person got business breakthrough. So your prize will be different from mine. However, how you run is what makes the difference. Whatever the areas of your need might be, before the end of this operation, you will receive your prize. Very importantly, we must ensure that we engage a cry of the heart on the prayer altar. Engage a cry of the heart on the prayer altar. 1 Samuel chapter 1, look at verse 13. We're all familiar with the story of Hannah. 1 Samuel 1, 13. Now Hannah, she spake in her what? In her what? Louder, please. In her what? Underline that word in your Bible. She spake in her heart. And because she spake in her heart, verse 19, look at what happened. Hannah prayed and spake with her heart. Verse 19, the later part of it, the Lord remembered her. She prayed with her heart. And at the end of the day, God remembered her. Therefore, as we run this race with the prize in view, let's ensure that we engage a cry of the heart on the prayer altar. The first 35 told us, among other things, that he was praying 4 hours every day. 4 hours every day. Engaging with the heart is critical. How about Nehemiah? Let's read from chapter 1 also and see what the Bible tells us about Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 3. They said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Let's go on to verse 4. When he heard, what did he do? When I heard these words, I sat down and wept, but he didn't stop there. I mourned certain days, he didn't stop there. I fasted, he didn't stop there. I prayed before the God of heaven. He mourned, he fasted, he prayed, he wept before the God of heaven. He engaged his heart. At the end of the day, we are familiar with what happened. The walls of Jerusalem were supernaturally built. And at the end of the day, Nehemiah ended up as a governor. That was part of his prize. You are the next to receive your prize. He engaged his heart. And what a joy. Today is Wednesday. We are waiting on the Lord. We are praying and we are fasting. Why don't you put to work some of the things we've been hearing over this period of time? Spend some time during this day. Pray concerning the ongoing operation. You are waiting on the Lord, fasting. Take advantage of this opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. As you do that, engaging your heart, not just your lips, engaging your heart, because God marks our heart. The God of heaven will reward you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Number two, very importantly, seeking God with all our heart guarantees answers to our prayers. It guarantees answers to our prayers. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. It guarantees answers to our prayers. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You will find God as you seek him in Jesus' name. So when you seek God with all your heart, you enjoy answered prayers. No matter what your prayers have been in time past, as you continue to seek God heartily, especially in this season, this ongoing operation, you will receive supernatural answers in Jesus' name. A louder amen. In Isaiah chapter 38, beginning from verse 1 to 5, we'll see what happened. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And then you know the rest of the story. He was to die, God had sent Isaiah to him that it was time for him to go. But Hezekiah turned to the wall and he prayed. And based on his prayer, God granted him 15 more years. God will extend his blessings upon somebody's life. If you are the one, let your amen show it. But as we engage our hearts, it's important for us to ensure that we don't lose focus of our returns. There are returns for us to enjoy. And some of the returns on our spiritual stewardship includes supernatural wisdom. Can you say that with me? Supernatural wisdom. Remember, we have been told over and again, especially this month, that wisdom simply means applied knowledge. Proverbs 11:30. He that winneth souls is wise. Daniel 12:3. They that be wise will shine. As you engage in this operation in particular, your season of shining is here. Those who have been looking down at you before, as you engage heartily in this operation, they begin to look up before they can find you. If that's you, let your amen show it. Secondly, supernatural fruitfulness. Supernatural fruitfulness. Every area of barrenness in our lives this season shall receive a supernatural turnaround. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. We are all familiar with that scripture. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water. He will take sickness away from your midst. And verse 26 tells us very clearly, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. Therefore, no more barrenness in your life. From this season, supernatural fruitfulness becomes your portion. Therefore, grace to dive, especially in this operation, receive it in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet, everyone, and lift up your voice unto God and receive grace to begin to run more than ever before with the prize in view. Lift up your hands to God and pray that prayer for yourself. Grace to begin to run with the prize in view. I receive it more than ever before. Thank you, Father. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As you have declared this prayer, so shall it be for you. You will not miss your prize. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Begin to bless him, thank him, and magnify his name this morning. Let him hear your voice of appreciation right now.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Grace to move quickly. Grace to move urgently. Grace to move hurriedly. Receive now in the name of Jesus. No one having a work ever wins a race. It takes a run. The grace to engage in the run required to make the most of this season, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Life is an adventure and opportunities. Some grab the opportunities, others despise them. And so it passes them by. I think today is 16th. Today is 17th. Now, 16 won't come back again. It's gone. Today, I started going now. Going. 12 midnight, gone. And then 18 rose in. Now, there will never be another 16th of March 2021 forever. It's gone. Grab every divine opportunity that knocks on your door. It has definite profits to deliver into your life. Grab it. It's a knock on the door of your heart. Don't let it go. May everyone involved in this run have more than enough to show in return. He has not asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain, So your seeking him this time shall not be in vain. Shall not be in vain. Shall not be in vain. The reason why we have a lot of printings in church is this size of class. You can't be sure of how much people hear in terms of information that can be very helpful to them. Now, people are flowing into the restroom, others are coming in, and others are flowing in, and so on and so forth. And so, these materials are for us to be properly educated on the agenda for the hour. So please take time to read, not only once. Read again. Understand it. Plug yourself into it and then expect returns as you do. Jesus is Lord. We're coming out with barrages of tracts. It will be millions. So you are free to just... The soil went forth and sowed the seeds. Just sow it. Sow it to everyone you can find. And then the people that God has touched their heart will respond. Can I hear your amen? Some are just holily going up and down, put it in their hand. They may stock it in their pocket. Something. I think one little boy gave me something the other time. As if that boy knows what I'm going through. And then he gets convicted and turns over for Jesus to save and to establish him in the faith. Get involved. Everyone you pray over will respond. Everyone you reach out to will be convicted. Everyone you invite for this coming Sunday covenant day of settlement will follow you. In the name of Jesus. Now, reach out your hands down here and ask the breath of the Holy Ghost upon these materials. Ask the breath of the Holy Ghost upon these materials that will quicken every reader, grant them understanding, and move them to their next levels. And we bring reward to everyone that's engaging with it. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, good news. God has added to us about 3,000 new sayers the last 3 weeks. There is nothing God says that is not up to. Be a part of this. The race is on. Prize winners, I imagine, one after the other, you must be listed among them. Now, for that awesome visitation in self growth and replication, lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Now, no one can receive anything except we give him from above. We cannot see increase except God brings it. We may plant, Apollo may waters. Only God can bring the increase. Give him thanks and praise. And ask God for open reward for everyone that's involved, that's engaged in drafting souls into the cells. Pray that everyone that comes to our cells will be established in the faith and in this church. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Now be blessed. Amen. You and your household. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. And all that pertain to you. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. In your going out and your coming in. Amen. This year shall remain a year of good reports for you. Amen. There shall be no evil tidings. Amen. There shall be no evil tidings. Amen. No emergency calls for you. Amen. And no emergency calls from you. Amen. No emergency calls from your children. Amen. No emergency calls from your spouse. In the name of Jesus, you will remember this season for good for a long time to come. Before this operation is over, operation who is on the Lord's side, that's coming to an end, April 18, 2021, everyone here is singing a new song. God's visitation will terminate anyone's frustration. And that includes you. Be blessed. Speak to the day, everyone. Speak to the day. It's our midweek service. We're waiting on the Lord speak to today to engrace you on the prayer altar for unusual visitation.
Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Make your declarations concerning the day. Make your declarations concerning the day with confidence and assurance. And now begin to give glory to God. Lift your voice and appreciate Him. Lift your voice and glorify Him. Honor Him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.